Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Did you hear I finally graduated?
Yeah, just a shade under a decade, too. All right.
You know, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
I know. They're called doctors.
Right. The Don and Mike Show.
I don't like you. Probably never will. You're a smug, unhappy little man, and you treat people like they were idiots.
The Don and Mike Show.
Very scary, kids. And I'm not kidding you this time. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, when I'm out firing my weapon, this is what a true hunter listens to.
Yeah, we have this in your iPod when you're hunting.
I'm wearing my big orange vest. I listen to the Cufflinks and Tracy.
Skipping through the forest.
Of course, you'll recognize Ron Dante, also the voice of the Archies. And later, Barry Manilow's producer.
Ron Dante. Oh, now that's a porn name.
Now you've said too much.
Also a very good friend of Bette Midler, but then again, I'm going way deep into...
Are you tipping your hand on what your story's going to be tomorrow?
The gayest story. That's tomorrow's episode. Now, the segment that used to be known as Breaking News. Not just called Shoot 'Em Up. Brought to you unofficially by the NRA. Because remember, you know, guns are good, according to the NRA.
Yes. Yes, they are.
And our listeners,
that's what they say.
Our listeners have various forms of weaponry. And we're looking for a really great shoot 'em up sound effect.
Yes. Now we're going to have what you're going to shoot the thing with, where you are, and what you're going to be shooting. That's that all plays into whether you win this game or not.
It used to be just breaking news, where it'd be like people would take, for instance, China. And they would just start throwing plates across the room.
Right.
We love that. We love that like dogs love cheese.
Mm-hmm. And not to be confused with what you put in the dryer. We've done that, too.
Yeah,
you
know? We've had people put bowling balls in the dryer.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah. But really, it started to take off when the guys started calling. We had a guy that said he wanted to shoot tin cans in his backyard.
Exactly.
We still have the Elmo that got the through and through. Remember?
Yeah, the guy that shot the Elmo, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So breaking news was slowly taken over by the NRA.
Right.
So let's embrace it. After all, you know, if it's inevitable.
It's a through and through.
As Bobby said, lay back and enjoy it. Would someone answer that
phone? Phone is ringing.
What's that?
Whose phone is
Someone's
that?
Phone is ringing.
It's not mine.
Is that yours, Mike?
I don't hear it.
Ringing?
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't hear a phone.
Hearing loss. It's very faint. It's very high pitched. So you're not hearing it.
See if
I am right next.
See if you have. Hold on. 'Twas not mine.
I know it's not mine.
Did you just miss a call?
Let me see. Hold on. 5:48. You're right. You heard it.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
I didn't feel it vibrate though.
You are deaf.
Well,
I mean that was. I'm not asking you. That was audible.
You heard it?
And I heard it.
Yeah, that's why I said whose phone is ringing.
All right. Well, sorry. I'm deaf. Gee.
Well,
thanks a lot.
Well, you could kick a guy's ass who has no legs.
You know, that's right. Well, Jeff, you listen to the show. Don't call me when we're on the air.
Anyway, as Rob brought in, here's the Elmo, the Tickle Me Elmo or whatever it is that one guy just, as you can see. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi there. There he is.
Right through Elmo's stomach. Let's see who's on the line here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hey, what's your name?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh. I heard him.
Let me do a reset. Hello, Don and Mike Show. All right, try that one.
What did you hang up on him for?
I didn't hang up on
anybody. He was speaking to us.
Hello.
Well, now what's going on? Something's goofy.
Not in my...
Hold on. You know what? Apologies. Phone system just clicked in. Hello there. Hi, you're on the air.
Don and Mike.
There we go. Hi, who is this, please?
This is Dave.
Hi, Dave. Where are you from?
Glen Burnie, Maryland.
All right, welcome to Shoot 'Em Up. What do you got?
I've got a laser gun.
A laser gun? How does that work?
What's a laser gun?
It's a gun that shoots lasers.
In what way? Explain, please.
Okay, not like in a
like
Star
level,
Trek way.
I mean, is it like in Real Genius where you can like burn a hole in the wall or something like that?
I mean, if you're any good with it, sure.
A laser gun. Has anybody ever actually heard of a laser gun outside of like Star Trek?
No.
Does it make sounds?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Where did you get the laser gun?
Kmart.
You're full of it.
What is the use of the laser gun?
Shooting stuff.
No, no. When they sell it at Kmart, before we hang up on you, what is the alleged use of the laser gun?
It's in the sporting goods section. It's for hunting.
It's for hunting. And what does it
no,
do?
No, no, no. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Wait,
I know.
Wait, wait. What do you mean? It's in Kmart. It's used for hunting.
So, Mike, it's the...
It removes unsightly back hair.
It is the laser gun.
Is it a laser sight?
No, it's a laser gun.
Explain.
We need more.
What's the?
Because you're really Hold either. On. If you're lying, you've stayed on the air longer than you should anyway.
What's the power source for the laser? If you don't, batteries.
Batteries. How many?
D batteries.
How many?
Seven.
So it runs on about 10 and a half volts.
Goodbye. You know, that's like something you'd... Why didn't you call Radio Shack?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to...
Shoot and stuff.
If you're going to play a game called Shoot 'em Up...
Right.
And your weapon takes D batteries...
Yeah,
and
no, not thick enough.
Shoots with light.
Forget it. It's my laser gun.
Light, not all that noisy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Call back for the vibrator show.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, man, this is Ryan.
Okay, hey. Howdy, Ryan. How are you? Where are you from?
Mechanicsville, Maryland.
Okay, home of the real man. And what is it that you're going to be shooting it up with?
I have a couple things, man. I got an AK from China, fully automatic pipe bomb.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's
well,
the
I just
phone.
Heard him click, click, click at right, the yeah. end there. What is it?
I got about 5 acres of land back here, man, on the, right off the Texas.
All right, so you're out there. You got plenty of room, so it's safe to do what you're doing. What are you going to be shooting?
I can set up a target. I was just going to shoot into the water.
Shoot into the water. Okay, well.
We'll be shooting the river.
Shooting fish.
Go ahead. Shoot into the water.
Go for it, Ryan.
Shoot into the water, Ryan.
All right, hold on.
Your ears are big. What the hell's that?
That is mouth?
Ryan.
Hey, Ryan. Hello?
What was that, dude?
It was your mouth.
That was my AK-47, man.
That was your mouth.
No, you went like this.
Well, hey, listen, man, I see y'all. Y'all have a billboard up in Waldorf. I see y'all fatheads all the time up there.
Right.
Okay,
they took it down. They took it down.
Yeah.
Tickets. I saw them back in 84 up at the Garden. Man, it was a kick-ass show, man.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about now?
Tom Petty.
He wants to go to Petty.
But you didn't shoot a gun.
No, you just made your lips go. You're worse than the guy with the laser gun.
And you said
gun.
We had fat heads.
Hey, do you want me to set off the pipe bomb?
Sure.
Or do you want more AK?
Sure. No, I want the pipe bomb.
The pipe bomb.
Yeah.
Pipe bomb.
All right, give me a second. Hold on.
What could possibly
go
wrong?
Hey, Billy, hold your hand. Hold your hand back. All right, hold on a second.
More mouth noises.
Come on.
More
now.
Mouth noises. Get there, huh, son?
What do you think you're the? You think you're the guy in?
There you go, redneck.
What were the Bubba Smith movies?
Police Academy.
Police
he thinks
Academy.
He's Michael Winslow.
He does ass.
No player. Hey. I mean,
no. You are disqualified.
No, come on, only
idiot.
Players, please. No player.
What kind of man digs Tom Petty?
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello. Well, I don't know what's wrong with that line. Let's try that one. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello, I heard somebody struggling to get through.
No.
What is the deal with the phone?
Joe is writing there. Hold on a second. Oh, a lot of these people are calling from fields in the middle of nowhere where the cell reception is not great.
All right.
It says, please bear with. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello? Hello, are you there?
Yes, Don and Mike.
Yes.
There we go. Hi, who's this?
This is David from Crownsville.
David from Crownsville. Okay, David, what do you got on Shoot 'em Up today?
I've got a Raptor stun gun, 300,000 volt.
A stun gun. Very good. That's acceptable.
Interesting.
Now, how is it that you have a stun gun?
I bought it at a roadside fireworks stand on my way back from New York.
Sure. I hope
perfectly legal.
It's
perfect chance.
All right, very good. Raptor, what are you going to be stunning?
I'm going to stun myself.
Oh,
now, you know, this, now, again, this
you
has,
our attention.
Mike, please keep your crab detector out.
Yeah, I know. Very dangerous, too.
I'll click it for you first before
okay.
I
all right.
Yeah. Okay, thank
I
you.
Fall down. You ready?
Yeah, let's hear it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
That sounds legit. That's okay. Cool. Now, what can this do? I mean, some of these stun guns could actually completely incapacitate you, or what? How strong is this one?
Well, they range from 100,000 to 900,000 volts. This one's 300. You give them about a 3-second burst, and they're on the ground for.
Now, does this shoot the little like strings spark into you, or is this
no.
like the thing that Chloe O'Brien had, like a stun gun?
No, this is a stun gun. It's got four prongs.
All right, how are you going to be doing this? Explain how you're going to be. This could be a winner. Mm-hmm. I mean, automatically.
Oh, no, if the guy's really to hurt himself, how would you be willing to taser your? Or is it now? Is taser
it's
the
stun gunning? How are you going to do it? How are you going to do it to yourself?
Will you stun gun yourself in the ass?
All right, I'm going to sit down. Well, I guess I can lay down, and I'm just going to give myself a short burst.
Okay.
It'll probably take me about 5 or 6 seconds to pick up the phone.
Are you going to be able to? But will you be able to talk while you're trying to pick up the phone?
I don't know.
We'll okay.
I've only done this once.
Why did you just?
But you have tried this before.
Oh yeah, when I first got it, nobody would let me do it to him.
Of course, wouldn't you if you had a stun gun? Wouldn't you try stunning yourself?
So you're going to be lying down. You're going to stun yourself, and then you said it might take about 5 seconds. Listen, if you can't talk, at least try to make sounds.
Yeah, lay the phone next to you,
and make sure that the phone is near the stun gun, where the point of
by your ass.
By your ass.
So I'm going to get myself on the butt.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we want to hear you say, you know, like, Don and Mike, 3, 2, 1, and then we'll listen.
Do a 3 count.
There we go.
Okay.
All right, we're ready.
Here we go.
I'm laying down on the floor. All
right. He's going to lay down. That's smart.
That's smart.
Oh, that's
smart.
Ready? All right. Oh, my God.
I don't know.
It's hard. The sound sounds legit. Are you there?
Yeah.
All right, so you're able to talk right after that.
Oh, I couldn't give myself a long enough burst. I dropped the taser.
Do it again. Okay. Do it again. One more time.
It hurt like hell.
I don't believe. Do it again.
Jesus, give me a second. Hang on.
Let him recover.
Okay. I mean, if you're on the level, we'll give you the prize. But
this might be one where I'd want him to come down with it.
So
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And maybe we could sweeten the pot if he came down and did it.
All right.
Hold it, sir.
All right, you ready?
All right, let's go ahead. One more time.
All right, here we go.
Now, is he stun gunning himself in the ass?
No,
is
no.
I somehow think he might be.
Yeah.
David, can you hold on a second? Hey,
yeah.
Dave, hold on a second.
Where is he going?
Hold on, we've got experts calling in now. Don and Mike show. Hello, hold on there, Robbie. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, hi.
Hey, with a stun gun, if you're the one holding it, you complete the circuitry, so you therefore become the ground. It's not possible for you to hold it and therefore also shock yourself. You have to have an uninterrupted circuit, like someone attacking you, that you would shock, and it repels
all
them.
Right. This is fine. This is legit. Right, I want to get the guy on the line and see what he says to that.
Hold on a second. Let's get his answer right now. Hello. David.
Yes, sir.
David?
Did you hear that last caller?
Yes, I did.
And so what do you say to that, that you ground yourself, that it's not going to shock you?
Well, whoever I hit with that is going to be touching the ground anyway. I don't understand if that makes sense.
Hold on a second. We have now someone who's
what was that answer?
Someone on his side. Hold on, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Darren.
Hey, guys. I used to work for a police department. I've actually shocked myself with them before. Right. The noise is legitimate. You hear it because the electricity is arcing. As soon as he touches himself, the sound will disappear because the electricity now is going into him. And if he's holding it, he won't be able to hold it. The shock instantly will probably cause him to release.
So you listened. You heard this. Do you think the guy was legit?
I heard it, and I think he's absolutely legit.
All right.
Okay, I tell you what. Hey, David? One more time, this guy, I'm going to believe you. That are you a current cop or a former cop, Darren?
Former
cop. All right.
I'm now a private investigator, but I still own a stun gun. I've stunned myself both sober and drunk.
Okay. Well, then, Darren will have a prize for you. David, do it one more time. And now I see Joe's putting up a instant message. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people say, yes, you can stun yourself with these guns. They've done it.
Good to know.
Go ahead. Do it.
Our listeners are rallying, Don.
They would know.
Do it one more time, and if the cop gives the okay, you're the big fat winner, David.
Give us a 3 count, David.
I mean, Don, you're killing me.
Come 3. On.
Hang on. Let me get back on the floor.
Okay.
I'm not trying to fall down.
Yeah.
All right.
Three count.
3, 2. Let me put the phone on my butt. 1.
And you on the phone, you think he's legit?
Hey, cop?
I'm not giving that a fourth time.
Cop, do you believe him?
I believe him because I hear the crackling and it sounds
like... You know what? That's good enough for me.
Yeah.
That is definitely good enough for me.
That means we got a winner.
Yeah.
We got a winner. And we've also got a brand new game.
Yay. Stun yourself.
It's not shoot a pop, it's stun yourself.
Stun yourself.
And next, how about taser yourself or get a friend to taser you? Oh, my gosh. David.
Yes, sir.
David, hold on. First off, David, we've got $100 for you.
Woo!
Plus, you get two VIP seats to the Hooters Swimsuit Competition in Rockville, Maryland on Tuesday, May 9th. See you at Hooters. Plus, you got tickets to see Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, special guest Trey Anastasio at the Nissan Pavilion, Saturday, June 10th. Tickets on sale now. And you got the WWE prize pack on this. WWE Judgment Day live on Sunday, May 21, in-demand pay-per-view. Call your local cable system now to order. Thank you, David.
David, is there a mark?
Oh, there's going to be.
Okay.
You know what, I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and I've heard a lot of contests. But if anybody has ever earned $100 and some tickets.
Oh, well, you know what? You can thank that private investigator for backing up your story.
Hey, Darren? Darren?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, Darren, hold on. For you, we've got the $50 Tower Records gift card for the latest music and movies. Go to TowerRecordsandTower.com. And you've also got NYPD Blue Season 3 on DVD. Own it today. The Emmy Award-winning police drama that set the standard for television.
Wow.
Boys in Blue. It's an awful lot to read for a show that's not on the air anymore.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
You can see Dennis Franz's big fat ass.
He's an ex-cop. He'll love it.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Darren.
Thank you.
Hold on, both of you. Oh, well, that worked out pretty good.
That's cool. I like
Stun
that.
Stun yourself.
Stun yourself.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
He's telling the truth. He made it up.
Hold on. Joe's got 1,000 calls here.
Sure.
Hello, Darren.
Yes.
You're a believer as well that you can stun yourself.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm the one you already talked to.
Oh, hold on, Darren. I'm sorry about
Well,
that.
Of course he believes.
That was stunning.
That would be wrong. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I want to talk to Don and Mike, please.
We're right here.
You're talking to us. Hello.
Oh, hi. Sorry. My name's Elaine, and you had said that you had carpenter bees.
Hold on, Elaine. We're talking right now about stunning yourself in the
sure
ass.
Sure you don't want to get some information Rob could translate?
Okay.
I mean, I know it was at the very beginning of the show.
And okay. I'm sorry,
but real fast, we got to go right to Buzz. Yeah, go ahead. What is he
okay,
like?
I had him in my house too, and an exterminator won't take care of him. No. They told us to get a beekeeper.
A beekeeper.
They said, and where'd you get that?
Well, we went in the phone book and looked under beekeepers. And the beekeeper came out to the house and actually did it because the exterminator could not get rid of him.
Work out okay for you?
It was perfect. Because we had him in the wall. Yeah, they were buzzing.
Buzzing!
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thanks for the call.
Now you know.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
She just had to be translated.
Hot dialect on her.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hey, what's going on? He deserves $400. One for each shock. At the beginning of the show, it says we're ready to believe you, and you guys obviously didn't.
You no, we will wait for the digital photograph of his buttocks.
And I guess you don't understand when we say at the beginning of the show we're ready to believe you. Mm-hmm. That my friend is obviously a joke.
While I have your ear, may I ask one more question? Has anyone ever sent a self-addressed stamped envelope for the rules? The contest rule?
You mean the disclaimer at the very beginning of the show?
Right.
I tell you what, send it in and see what happens.
I guess
bye.
Bye. We'll send you a nice Applebee's finger in the mail. We opened this thing up, didn't
yes.
we?
Yes.
Buzz! Uh-huh. I'm sorry, TGI finger. It was TGIF. It wasn't Applebee's.
These aren't the rules, honey. It's a finger.
Buzz, what are your lead stories on news and comments today?
Today, W's Finest Hour, how to save money on gas, and... Tom Cruise has a small opening.
No.
Hey,
come on, save those stories till tomorrow.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
All right, Buzz coming right back. That was very
professional.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, the Don and Mike Show.